More migrants illegally entering the U.S. to apply for asylum are members of South America's middle class who fly to the border by plane. It's an exclusive story by Alicia Caldwell, immigration reporter at the Wall Street Journal. Alicia, what are you seeing?
It's a newer trend of folks with more resources than some of their neighbors who can fly into Mexico. They don't need an entry visa in many cases to fly into Mexico. And then you can sort of hopscotch across the country, end up in a place like Mexicali, Mexico, and then take a bus over to the town just across from Yuma, Arizona, where it's somewhat easier to cross. You're basically crossing and surrendering, effectively. Like I'm sure many of your readers have heard, you're not folks who are running and hiding and trying to evade Border Patrol. Quite the opposite. They're looking to surrender to the first U.S. authority they can find.
Yeah. How does this experience that the middle class migrants go through differ from that of the poorer migrants?
Well, many of the poorer migrants, if you're talking about sort of Haitians who had been living in South America in many cases for several years, or even other South Americans, they're coming by foot and they're coming through the Darien Gap, which I think we've talked about is one of the gnarliest places in the world to try to traverse. There's no roads. You're in a river and out of a river, often, you know, multiple times in just a span of a couple of hours. You're climbing mountains. You're going through some of the world's most rugged territory. It's not only nature is there and dangerous and deadly in many cases, but it's also filled with criminals who are looking to rob you and or murder you in cases. You know, there's not a lot of respect for life by those criminal gangs that are operating in that jungle.
Wow. We're speaking with Alicia Caldwell, immigration reporter at the Wall Street Journal, about her story entitled Middle Class Migrants Fly to Mexico and Then Cross U.S. Border Illegally. Somebody in your story made the point that it really says something when the middle class migrants are leaving places like a South or Central American home. Explain that.
Right. And to be clear, we're really talking about South America. These are folks who have more resources, again, than many of their neighbors, particularly in Central America.
Okay.
But they're not rich, right? They're South America's middle class. As Andrew Seeley described to me, he's the president of the Migration Policy Institute. They're not the upper middle class. They're the middle class of South America. And over the course of the last 18 months, the COVID pandemic has decimated the economy there. Latin America and the Caribbean suffered the greatest economic contraction in the world under COVID. Job losses and contraction on par with the Great Depression. So as he described, people are desperate, and that desperation is lending itself to this migration. And there is the perception that the Biden administration will go easier on them. The reality is nothing has changed in the U.S. in U.S. law and so on, but quite frankly, because of where these folks are coming from, because of the pandemic, because of all kinds of other issues, it's hard to quickly expel them the way, say, Central Americans or Mexicans can be quickly returned either to Mexico or, in the case of Haitians, as we've seen, thousands of Haitians recently have been returned to Haiti. In many cases, they haven't lived there for several years, as I said, but those folks are a little bit easier to expel for a variety of reasons. But because of the distance, the politics, and COVID, it's complicated to immediately dispatch with these folks from South America. So what happens is they surrender. They are generally, if they're families, they're generally released from immigration authorities with, you know, a report back date, a notice to appear, which is a legal document. And in many cases, ankle bracelets as well that would track their movements in the U.S. and help ensure that they return to immigration authorities. But it's a years-long process to resolve an immigration case.
Wow.
Be it an asylum case or otherwise. There's, you know, 1.3 or so million cases in the court backlog. So the system is delayed, to say the least.
Thanks, Alicia. Alicia Caldwell, immigration reporter at the Wall Street Journal.